Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long. Got Shannon Marie Hipson coming on now, mindfulness coach and so much more. You can find out everything about Shannon and contact her at her website, email, Facebook, business page, all listed on the show page as well. So all that right there for you, and right there to help you, and wherever you're at in life, that's going on in your life. So Shannon does an awesome job in helping you, and would highly suggest going and going to her page and contacting her. Now, it's my delight to bring her on live to the show. She always has a great topic. So, Shannon, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Michael. How are you this week?
Yeah, doing good. Good. Glad to have you back.
Wonderful. Yeah, so as Michael said, I'm a self-love, mindfulness, and personal development mentor. And my purpose and what I felt guided to do is to continue my journey in helping women and guiding them to activate healing within so that they can live life purposefully on their spiritual journey. And I do that with the use of mindfulness and self-love practices. And that's really what helps me to uncover and help those heal from life struggles and, you know, adversities that are facing them now. And today's topic, we're going to talk about, and I've got lots of good information on this, so I'm really excited, is talking about spiritual awakening. So with spiritual awakening, to me, it's awakening to a sudden expansion or a shift in consciousness. And it's just being more aware of our beingness and the world around us. And at this time, many things are changing in the world. We see that every day. And we live in a time of awakening and desire to change within, and like I've never seen before. And a lot of people are becoming more conscious and aware of issues and practices that have lasted for too long. And they know that it needs to change. They feel that within. And many people want to take their lives back into their own hands and just escape the model that's imposed by us, by society, in order to really know happiness and live the life that they truly want and desire. And, you know, not one that's certainly dictated by what we're surrounded by, which is like television and magazines and movies and social identifications and all kinds of meaningless cliches that don't do anything for our soul. And now many want to get away from that, and that's why they're going through this awakening. And so many people, they're just ready to hear those truths, and they're ready to become themselves and be the change that they wish to see within the world. And their consciousness is growing, their interests are evolving, and the meaning of life for them, they have new aspirations and new inspirations, and that's really coupled with the desire for them to change themselves in order to change the world. And, you know, ask yourself, do you recognize any of that within yourself? Because that's really the question we should all be asking ourselves. And, you know, many people as well, they're ready to make what matters. And by doing that and recognizing what really matters is they're doing awareness. And that's where the mindfulness comes into play. And we just need to ask ourselves, how is our consciousness appearing or shifting in this moment? And are you realizing more experiences and essence right now, your own essence? Or are you contracting and limiting your awareness with thoughts and identification, which is the ego talking? You know, is any shift happening from hearing the words that I'm speaking? You know, perhaps it is, and you right now. And so spiritual awakening, it represents the biological basis of all spiritual experiences. And I believe that it's a force driving the evolution of humanity right now. You know, as we become more conscious, you know, so shall all the inhabitants of the world. They're all becoming more conscious. And so I'm going to go over as many signs as I can, things that will resonate with you to show you, and, you know, so that you can feel whether you are going through a spiritual awakening or not. And I have lots of them because there's so many things that people go through when they go through their spiritual awakening that, you know, there's really not just one or two things. There's just a multitude of things. So the first thing is, you know, a feeling that something has changed within of you. And you can't explain it, but you feel different. And honestly, this is the first thing that I went through when I went through my spiritual awakening 2 or 3 years ago, was that I knew something was different, but I just couldn't explain it. And, you know, you even have the sensation to have to really become a new person. And it has nothing to do with the person that you were before. And you may even feel that you've already, you know, been that different person, but it just continues to grow. And each time you have the feeling that you're getting closer to your truth, to your true self. And this feeling, it just fills you with such deep happiness, and you're just getting closer and closer to who you want to be, or should I say, you know, who you really are. And at the same time, it scares you. It is scary, but you've escaped from your comfort zone, and that's why you've escaped from the cage that, you know, society has put on us. And sometimes you even think it was probably easier before when you knew what was going on, when you weren't going through your spiritual awakening. But now, you know, that you have escaped the illusion, you know, you've dropped the mask and your blinders are gone, you know, forever, you feel that, you know, you can see everything much clearer now. And you wonder, you know, how could you have lived like that for so long with these blinders on? And now you're awakening and the world has now a new color, a new taste. And this is just simply because, you know, you look at it with new eyes when you're going through your awakening. And another thing is awareness of your old negative habits. You know, we all have negative habits, and we become aware of everything was not right in our old life and, you know, the old you. You realize things you used to do and you don't want to do anymore, and all the thinking patterns that you don't want to keep anymore, and you're ready for big change and you never want to go back. Your being is so happy with what you've discovered, and you feel a deep fulfillment and happiness from getting, you know, closer to your truth, and the deep joy to feel this new momentum of feeling hope in the world. And, you know, to not feel good with your old entourage anymore, that's something that we do experience as well. We feel the need to be alone or be with new people that are aligned with who we are becoming or have become. You know, evolving spiritually, it can be a painful process, and not everyone around us is going to evolve at the same speed. You know, very often we grow ourselves following a certain event or certain encounters, but it's not necessarily the case for our family and friends, unfortunately. And, you know, they stay the same, but little by little, you know, we start to change, and we feel weird to think all those things we thought before, and we're even guilty not wanting to spend much time with them as before. And we certainly wish we could, but the gap we feel between them and us has become too big, and our vibration is becoming higher. And as a result, when we see them, we feel a little discomfort and the need to recharge our batteries. And therefore, you know, we may prefer solitude sometimes, or being drained by negative people. You know, naturally as humans, we're just attracted to new people who make us feel good and who make us feel energized. And we want to connect with them directly, even virtually, as we are on the same wavelength. And we often feel better with them than our own family or friends at times, you know, people that we've known for 10 plus years even. And that's just because this time the connection is soul to soul. That's the huge part. And you see each other and you're just the same vibration, and it's a heart and soul connection, which is less likely to, you know, be ruled by the ego at that point. You also no longer stand for superficial things that are just not authentic to you. You know, you have lots of places or people that you used to go or see before that will not interest you anymore. And, you know, it may even make you feel a little depressed. You know, you've become allergic to anything superficial and not real, like not authentic people or places, activities, TV shows. You know, at this point, you're on a quest for authenticity, you know, simplicity, real things that would make your heart sing and your heart smile. And you've got to always follow your heart. That's the main thing we should all be doing. And if your mind and your ego can dupe you and make you sink, just know that your heart can never lie to you, ever. And the more you'll grow spiritually and vibrationally, the more you will be attracted to authenticity, and the less you'll be attracted to, you know, the lies and illusion, hypocrisy, and shams out there. You know, some of us also go through a deep sadness and, you know, have compassion about the suffering of the world, you know, because when we're spiritually awakening, we're not always, you know, the best feeling in the world. It can be accompanied by strong feelings of despair and sadness when we're becoming more and more aware of everything that's going on in the world, and even depression for some people, you know, because once we know, we can't go back, and then we're suddenly responsible. You know, what we feel is completely normal. You know, you have to go through it, and don't think that you have a problem or you're too weak, because once we suddenly see and we understand things, it can be sometimes a shock. And, you know, we all as well, we're feeling the need to make this world a better place. You know, we're taking care of our own well-being, but it may not be enough for you. You may want to also help others and have a positive impact in the world. And you don't understand the people that do nothing and that are selfish. You don't understand how it's possible to hurt somebody or an animal. And you feel more and more compassion and empathy for others and for animals. Your life, it only has meaning when you do something for others. And even if you've only impacted one person or one animal, I mean, that just makes you feel so incredible and happy, and it makes you feel as if you didn't come on this earth for nothing. You know, you can't imagine yourself dying without impacting this world positively. You feel called to make something bigger, and you can't go back. It's, you know, and if you sometimes find it hard to be awakening, it's okay, because you know that you don't want to be asleep again. You'd rather face it, you know. And when we're going through a spiritual awakening, we also, you know, we have a deep yearning for the meaning of life. You know, what's it all about? And a lot of the things that we used to do before, we may lose interest in, you know, old places or friends that you used to go to or see, and you don't have the same taste. You need the meaning in your life now. Otherwise, you will get bored, and that could affect you, you know, physiology, you know, logically, and get you down. And like I explained in the previous points, you know, you simply can't find any interest anymore in doing anything that's not authentic and that doesn't match your current values. You need to have a purpose and a goal when you wake up. You know, you need to feel life alive and do that with a job that's meaningful. You just can't imagine yourself doing a job that wouldn't contribute to the well-being of the world in some way, shape, or form. You know, and some of us even have hypersensitivity, you know, when we're going through awakening. You know, in addition to our five physical senses, you know, sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell, that, you know, we become more and more developed with our spiritual senses also, and that's increasing our intuition, our emotions, imaginations, our consciousness, our inspiration to a high speed. And, you know, at that point, our intuition is guiding us more and more to learn and to listen to them, to all these gifts we have. I mean, it's amazing as a human that we have these things that help us and guide us. And we understand more and more that our emotions are a compass that our soul uses to guide us and indicate the direction to take, the next step that we need to go. And, you know, the creativity and increased inspiration and the need to realize our dreams is also something we go through. You know, we can be bombarded with ideas all the time, and we can be receiving images and ideas and music and other inspirations at an often overwhelming rate. But a fire burns in our stomach when we think about doing some things that we want to accomplish, you know, that interest us, you know, that enthusiasm can be on fire when we're creative. And you like to be inspired by people you admire, you know, in our heads. It's like a computer with 30 open tabs all at the same time. You know, life just takes another meaning when we create and when we just simply feel alive. And you may feel called to realize your dreams and your mission on earth. And that's beautiful. And it's simply because your soul can finally express through your physical body what she or he came here to do. And we have a willingness at that point to know who we truly are and to finally just be ourselves. You know, we don't want to be defined by society or others anymore. You know, we're tired of wearing the mask, and we've been wearing it for too long. And in order to be what others expect from us, you know, we finally just want to know who we really are and ask ourselves questions about our life purpose and the universe, and why not even other planets and civilizations. You know, we're curious beings, and we don't want to see life through the filter of the illusion of society anymore, you know, and through this filter of the heart and soul. That's where we want to use our sight, is through the heart and soul. And we just finally want to be who we really are and be happy, be free, and just have a light in our heart that never again will we live for others' expectations. You know, we've got to live for ourselves and what lights us on fire. And, you know, some of us as well, we have an increased intuition and a desire to just reconnect with ourselves. And the desire to reconnect with ourselves is just getting stronger and stronger. And you've understood that you and only you know the answers. We know our answers. We really do. And we can even ask for help and to be inspired by others and, you know, connect with our higher self and our higher consciousness and find out who we really are and give ourselves the answers that we're waiting for. You know, we need to spend more time with ourselves and, you know, find out what the strong desire is, you know, to always trust our intuition. That's the main thing as well. And, you know, as well, we also have awareness to the food we're eating now too, because, you know, there's so many things. There's cruelty to animals happening, and there's factories producing this food, and there's chemicals in it, and redefined flours and aspartame, and it's just not natural, and nobody wants to eat this anymore. And if we do, then our body is reacting to it, and not in a good manner. You know, we get new allergies or food intolerances, but when we're in our spiritual awakening, we're just drawn to, you know, higher energy in foods such as a vegan diet or raw foods and vegetables and incorporating more of them into our lives, you know, and we lose interest in worrying too, you know, because a lot of us, when we're in fear, you know, we're experiencing that through our whole body. But, you know, when we understand our emotions' purpose, and that is just an indicator to us whether we're vibrating high or we're vibrating low, You know, a negative emotion is just an indicator of negative vibrations. And, you know, the positive emotions are an indicator of the high vibing energies. And the worst thing we can do is create our reality based on our thoughts when we're on a low vibration, because that's what we're going to continuously attract. And, you know, we may want to make decisions based on love and trust to be in gratitude and joy as well when we do that process. So I've gone over a lot of information. I still have tons more, but how are we doing on time, Michael?
Well, we're at the point of giving out your contact information because we're ready to wrap up.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah, I'm just passionate about helping people with their spiritual awakening. And for anybody who, you know, has resonated with these words, they can check me out at shannonhipson.ca and connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. Would absolutely love to connect with any souls out there who are on their spiritual journey. So, and again, thank you so much, Michael, for having me on the show and be able to share my truth with people.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing so much with us in such a short time. So thank you so much again, and it's always a pleasure to have you on. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you back here next week, Shannon.
Sounds good, Michael. We'll see you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Our next show is going to start up here in just a minute, so everybody redial as our next guest comes on in and takes your calls for psychic readings. Thank you for listening to the show here.